As you'll recall from Richness Part 1, this dimension captures the depth of the mathematics offered to students. The codes within this dimension are grouped into two broad categories, ones that capture the extent to which instruction focuses on the meaning of facts and procedures, and ones that capture the degree to which instruction focuses on key mathematical practices. In this and other modules, we'll use the diagram shown here to explain exactly what each dimension represents. This diagram, often called the instructional triangle, presents instruction as the interactions between the teacher and the students around the content, in our case, the mathematics of the lesson. Notice that the teacher, the students, and the content are the three vertices of the triangle. The dimension discussed in this module, richness of the mathematics, corresponds to the relationship between the teacher and the content. In this case, we're looking for the extent of meaning and the kinds of mathematical practices the teacher brings to the lesson.